Well, a warm welcome
Love
to everyone.
Talk Radio.
A warm welcome to everyone. Thank you for joining us on today's Lunch and Learn call. Folks, we're in for a special treat. And thank you for carving out the time to join us on our learning platform, our Lunch and Learn call. My name is Michael O'Brien. I'm a regional director with North American Power Thrive, reaching out to you from Norwalk, Connecticut, a stone's throw from corporate headquarters. And again, a warm welcome to each and every one of you, and hats off to you for carving out the time to take your business to the highest degree of success possible by plugging into the Lunch and Learn call. And the essence of these calls, folks, is to have your team come on and yourself come on and try to get a nugget of wisdom on each call on a consistent basis. These calls are held Monday through Friday by leaders already having success with the North American Power Thrive opportunity. And on that note, let's go over the schedule. On Tuesdays, top area director, Mrs. Valerie Aloisio, heads up the call on Tuesdays. On Wednesdays, founding national director, Mr. Bob Gorin. On Thursdays, top regional director, Mr. Victor Girardi. And on Fridays, the New England Dons host the Friday calls to wrap up the week. And folks, as I indicated, I have a special guest on. I'm so excited about it. But before I get to bringing him on the call, I see we have people coming in from all over the country. Give folks a chance to get on. I'm just going to speak to a couple of important announcements that are taking place around the country. By simply going to the calendar on the back office, you can see these details. But first and foremost is tonight's Power Hour, and you can get all the details at easy.com/Thrive Live. easy.com/Thrive Live. And that's hosted by top regional director, Mr. Andre Deary, at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You want to make sure that you tune in to that tonight. He's got a special location on a vacation that he's on right now. So you want to make sure you get you and your folks onto that. It's on goal setting, a topic near and dear to my heart. Matter of fact, we spoke to that at length on Friday's Lunch and Learn call. So easy, E as in Eric, Z as in Zebra, .com/Thrive Live, all one word, to get all the details on tonight's program at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Now, down in Florida, a special event happening down there on the 24th. You want to promote this event, and folks, getting plugged in is so important because of the events taking place all over the country to intelligently and effectively promote the events. You have to have the details, the location, when it's beginning, and our VP of Leadership Development, Mr. John Costino, is heading up a special event in Orlando, Florida, folks, on the 24th of this month in Orlando, Florida, Saturday, the 24th at 9:30 a.m. All the details can be found on the back office. And then up here in the Northeast, in Woodbridge, New Jersey, I'll be joining leadership from around the country for the second Super Bowl regional at the Woodbridge, New Jersey Renaissance Hotel. And putting that together is none other than top leader Mr. Ali Madawi and Joe Barricato. So that starts at 9:30 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m., but that's not the end of it, folks, because there's a party from 5 p.m. Till whenever. So you want to make sure you carve out the time and get yourself to that event. That is going to be a tremendous event. It's such an exciting time for where we are right now, folks. I can't begin to tell you how important it is to stay plugged in. And one of the things you want to make sure you're doing, a little nugget I was taught by founding national director, Mr. Bob Thorne, when your prospect is in and you're enrolling them, you want to take them directly and enroll them into the opt-in email that comes out 2-3 times a week from Bob, by taking them to E as in Eric, Z as in Zebra, .com/join email. And they just simply do that for them, and that's imperative to do because they're seeing the right behavior to do upon enrollment when they're enrolling others. And they're getting business partners and business builders to come on board to do that, and very important step, because, folks, that allows you to take advantage of information in what we call real time. You know, our opportunity right now is probably in the tenure that I've been with the company, it's so imperative to have the right information, to get all of the facts, and I can't underscore that enough, to have those two things in place. Your calendars on the back office for all the events taking place, and you simply go right along the dashboard on your back office. It's very easy to find your calendar. And then for that all-important opt-in email, you want to go to E as in Eric, Z as in Zebra.com /join email. Now, folks, as I indicated at the top of the call, we have a very special guest, someone I've come to know and admire over the years, and certainly one of the hardest working people I know. We go back quite a ways, and he heads up the commercial and industrial division of the company. It's actually, folks, just to understand, so that your level of familiarity, your level of understanding these dynamics is at the highest point it can be at. C&I Energy Solutions is actually an energy brokerage working with the nation's largest suppliers, allowing us to get into the different niches, to get into the different specialties that certain suppliers focus in on, in a brokerage model. And it was spun off early on in the early days of North American Power's first several weeks in existence, actually. So it's imperative to understand that, because, you know, any of the deregulated states we can work in, because most likely the suppliers that are in that brokerage are already licensed in those states, that's an advantage. So you have to understand that simply at the very beginning as a base level foundation, that that's an energy brokerage working with the nation's largest suppliers that North American Power owns. And the person that is taking the time out of his busy day to speak to certain market conditions that are in place right now, and taking that time means a lot to us. It's none other than Mr. Rick Beckwith out of the corporate headquarters. And, Rick, I'm going to go ahead and open up the line. Can you hear me fine?
Yes, I can. Thank you very much, Michael, for that introduction. I know that there's quite a bit of interest in the C&I market, C&I in brokering the larger deals, and I'm here to answer any and all questions that the reps in the field might have.
Oh, great, Rick. So with that, I know how busy a person you are. We're going to move right into opening up the lines, folks. What you want to do is have out a piece of paper, have a pen, take down the notes. You know, we appreciate Rick's time that he's carved out. So go ahead and press 1 for any questions you have on specific, unique market conditions that are in play right now. Anything that you have in mind that you want to have clarity on. And it looks like right out of the gate, we've got someone out of 203. Welcome to today's call. Your name and your question, please.
It's Steve Knowles, guys. How are you?
Hey, Steve. How you doing?
Hey. Good. How are you, Rick? How are you?
I'm doing fine, Steve. I'm doing fine.
Good.
How can we help you?
Good, good. A couple of questions. Hopefully these have not been answered recently, but I just don't know. At one time, we were talking about doing commercial green for small businesses. Is that still on the table?
If they're under 10,000 kilowatts, you can still put those types of clients through the company, and they can offer you a green product.
Okay.
And once again, anything over 10,000, there is the ability to price 100% green through the brokerage arm. So the answer
okay.
to your question is yes.
All right. And the second part of that question is, there was also talk at one time about doing the free energy program with commercial. Is that still viable?
Actually, to the best of my knowledge, Steve, never through the brokerage arm. That is not that is not going to be able to happen to offer the free energy program through commercial that comes through CNI. And the primary reason being is we're not, because we're brokering the deals out to other suppliers, we're not able to incorporate pricing that's relevant to offering a deal of that nature.
And kind of part and parcel of that, what is the current maximum for NAP and the current minimum for CNI?
Well, this past April, on or about April 1st, North American Power lowered the threshold. So any commercial customer using above 10,000 kilowatts on a monthly basis would mm-hmm. get pushed over to the brokerage arm now.
Okay.
Anything below would still stay under NAPs.
Okay, great. All right, that answers the questions I had.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, thanks, Rick. Thanks, Michael.
Great to hear from you, buddy.
Okay, talk to you soon.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Okay, Rick, we've got someone out of area code 443. Welcome to Lunch and Learn Call. Your name and your question for Mr. Beckwith.
Good afternoon. This is Joe in Valley Forge. With any business, there's certain areas where we excel and they don't excel. Can you give us some insight as a rep calling on a business owner what industries or what things would we note that would distinctively give us an advantage, or, you know, if I were to walk into that type of business or contact that business owner and he's, you know, in a certain industry perhaps, and we typically just can't help. Or maybe it's a different state. Can you give us any insights, any corrections?
If I understand your question correctly, you're wondering what type of client to solicit or to stay away from. I'm a little confused. I'm sorry by your question.
Exactly. That, both. In any industry, there are certain types of clients that always do well with a product, and that same product will do very poorly with another type of industry. Or maybe it's a different geographic area, like North American Power is not in Delaware, but Viridian is, and that confuses me. So I'm wondering, with your product, you know, where can we go, where can we not go, what industry should we stay away from, what sort of industries are better to call on?
Well, first, and that's a great question, because a lot of people get confused because they fully don't understand the difference between North American Power and CNI, which is a North American Power company, i.e. the brokerage arm. North American Power is only in select states, whereas if you come through CNI, I am able to work a deal for you in every deregulated mm-hmm. state. Once again, so I can, for 3 years, I was,
right?
I'm sorry?
But there's only 35 deregulated states, correct?
I'd have to pull it out. Depending on gas and electric, that sounds about right. But that's what I mean. So every deregulated state we can do business in. I can do business in through CNI. I've been doing business in Texas for 3 years. NAP just opened that market up. As far as the industries, basically anyone that uses power would be an excellent opportunity. The customers that we do not get involved with would be municipalities, federal buildings, townships, national franchises, and the reason I would stay away from those, not because we can't handle them, only because with those types of businesses and entities and governmental agencies, they put out what's known as an official RFP, request for proposal, and they usually deal directly with the suppliers, therefore essentially cutting us out of the deal. you know, we can take on, we'll say, a McDonald's restaurant because those are franchisees that own those. But whereas a Walmart store, that's a national account, which we wouldn't, which we would not try to solicit, or we wouldn't take in-house. And the other thing, a lot of people like going after the whales, as we call them, the super large user, 10, 15, 20 million kilowatts. What you have to remember is those accounts, everyone's going after those accounts, and they're very, very difficult to land. They're so competitive. People can make a very nice income going into the trying to attract the low-hanging fruit, the half a million to a million kWh on an annual basis. The margins could be a little bit higher that are placed on the deal. And so that would be my recommendation to you, sir. Right now, Connecticut happens to be a very hot market. You have CLNP and UI have posted their rates, high 12, low 13 cents. Right now, I'm giving out prices mid nines to low nines. Today, we closed four deals in Connecticut. Right now, you're seeing a nice dynamic in the market where you can benefit in certain states now that the local utilities have shown their hand. And once again, Connecticut is one of them. So hopefully that I've answered your question, sir.
As a quick follow-up, years ago when I first looked at this industry, a company I spoke for in landed Baltimore City government. That seemed to be a feather in their cap. Are you saying that these governments now, city governments and townships and all, that they're not a good play for us?
What I'm saying is, I'm sorry, who did you say landed them? Viridian?
Viridian, years ago, I was told, landed Baltimore okay. City government when they first opened up the regulation.
And what I'm saying is that is correct. I would not be. Viridian is a supplier. So that account went direct from the city, the municipality to Viridian. Remember, we are a brokerage arm right now, and we can never beat the supplier because of the markup we have to put on it. As I mentioned before, the margins are razor thin. And the suppliers that I deal with are already bidding on those. Viridian went direct. They must have seen that official RFP, and that's how that happened. Even if you know someone in a municipality, it's not like the old days where they can just give you the deal. There's an official process that deals of that size have to go through. And we do not engage in, once again, municipalities, federal buildings, or national franchises.
All right, so just to be clear, under 10,000 NAP, over 10,000 CNI.
That is correct, sir.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Okay, Rick, coming up out of area code 717, welcome to today's call. Your name and your question for Mr. Rick Beckwith.
Yeah, this is James. I thought maybe you had answered it, but maybe not. When it comes to this commercial, can you do it in the non-deregulated states, or is it only deregulated states, period?
Only deregulated states.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome.
Rick, you know, we've got a series of questions that are speaking to states and that type of thing. I know you put a lot of work into clarifying these types of questions on everyone's back office. Could you spend a minute or two on what documents would help shed some light on some of these general questions?
If, as you had mentioned, Michael, in the back office, each representative does have a cheat sheet per se with frequently asked questions that would most definitely help out the representative in the field trying to land a commercial account.
So I would encourage everyone to actually look at those documents in your back office. It's under the CNI, Commercial and Industrial Energy Solutions section. You would have to go there anyways when and if you wanted to submit a deal. There's a submission cover sheet that must be sent in along with all the pages of the bill. But I would really encourage everyone to just familiarize yourself with the commercial and industrial documents. I think a lot of people can pick up a lot of information from those.
And again, Rick, where specifically are those? What tab do people hit?
I'm sorry, Michael, could you please repeat that?
Where specifically are those again?
When you go into, I'm going to actually go there right now, Mike, so I can give you the exact location of the documents. If everyone bears with me for just a second, please.
Yeah, while he's doing that, folks, while Rick's doing that, we again appreciate your time, Rick. Folks, there was an abbreviation used in answering one of the last questions. And to save everyone time and spinning your wheels and certainly you don't want to do that. You want to be efficient and effective with your time. Rick used an abbreviation called R as in Red, F as in Frank, P as in Peter, RFP, and that means a request for proposal. And those are simply not entertained by CNI. And typically you'll see municipalities do that, and animals like that, government entities. To save yourself time, do not waste your time doing anything that has an R as in Red, F as in Frank, P as in Peter, an RFP.
Okay, Michael, I've located where everyone should go in their back office. If they go, once entering their back office, their NEP portal, if they click on Tools Training Center, and then after doing that, just scroll down to the bottom. It'll be the it'll be highlighted in a blue border. It'll say Commercial and Industrial Documents. Right there, within that space, you'll find all the documents necessary for you to submit, and also answer any questions that you might have with regard to CNI, the sales process, and also what states we are in. And once again, though, it is in all the we are in all, excuse me, deregulated states.
Oh, great, Rick. Okay, we've got a caller out of 443. No, it looks like he hung up there. Sorry about that, Rick. Well, folks, go ahead. If you have any questions for Mr. Beckwith at this point in time out of Rhode Island, we've got a caller. Welcome to today's call and your question for Mr. Beckwith. Oh, they may have had to hop. I can tell when they do that. They raise their hand and then they have an incoming call probably.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, I think he answered my question, which was specifically what states is that in the back office. You said it was, so that's
okay.
The first place I'm going to go.
Thanks, Joe. So, folks, if you have any questions for Mr. Beckwith, go ahead and hit one. I know there are a lot of folks out of New England that had specific questions that couldn't get on the call right before Christmas. Now's the time. Looks like we may have another question out of Connecticut. No. That was not someone's hand up. So, folks, going once, going twice.
Come on.
Take advantage of this. Okay. Well, Rick, I know how busy a person you are. This has really meant a lot in helping people understand just some of the more basic things so that they can work more efficiently with regards to CNI. Wait a minute, looks like we have someone Do we have someone out of 203?
Yes, you do.
Oh, Steve, welcome back.
That was me trying to get on again. I thought maybe you thought you'd already answered my question, and you did, but the discussion here actually sparked another question.
Sure.
Rick, you mentioned a great opportunistic market condition in Connecticut because of CLNP's rates and CNI's rates. Are there other states you see where that's kind of happening right now?
Right now, a little bit in PPNL territory. And also in the New Jersey markets.
Okay.
And PSEG and JCP&L and also ACE, not so much O&R.
Okay. How are we doing in New York City with Con Ed?
That's New York City is a very difficult market to attempt to sell. Because Con Ed, being a supplier themselves and trying to communicate with the potential customer, fixed rate versus a month-to-month variable, over a 12-month period, yes, we would beat Con Ed, but going there and showing them a rate of 9 cents right now, when they have a rate of, 7.75. You're the person trying to sell that, Steve, as you know, is going to really have to understand the product and how the markets work, where you have to average the price out over 12 months. And in New York, you're really you're preaching price stability, budget certainty. A lot of people in markets such as New York that have a month-to-month variable or a quarterly variable, they're subject to drastic price increases, from month to month, whereas in certain months, businesses aren't as quite busy, and they get hurt a little bit. So it's more of a budget certainty in those markets, but once again, they offer that
pitch.
Month-to-month variable.
It is our pitch, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, certainly. And just to clarify, for maybe lack of a better term, the CNI sweet spot in commercial, did you say 500,000 to 1 million kilowatt hours annually, or is that monthly?
Yes, that is correct.
Annually?
That's an annual number, yes.
Okay, great. Super. All right, thanks again, Rick. Thanks again, Michael. Great job.
Thanks, Steve. Take care. Okay, we've got someone, Rick, that's been super patient out of 781. Welcome to today's Lunch and Learn Call. Your name and your question, please, for Mr. Beckwith.
Michael, it's JC.
Hey, how you doing, JC?
Good, how you doing? How you doing, Rick?
I'm doing fine, JC.
Real quick question. Contracts for 10,000 and above, how far out can we go?
We can go out with certain suppliers up to 5 years. I don't recommend going beyond 3.
Okay. As far as them being in a contract, how far out can we quote to lock them in when their contract is done?
Could you repeat that, Jess? I had a tough time hearing you.
If I got a guy right now who's ending his contract in March 1st, how far out can we go to quote now so we can take over as of March 1st?
As long as it's within 60 to 90 days, we can do that. Beyond that, it's not worth it.
So we have a little bit of a window.
Yes, sir.
All right, guys. Well, listen, great call. Thank you again.
Thanks,
all right,
JC.
Take care, Jeff. Thank you.
I think we have time for just one more, folks. Someone's been very patient, Rick, and on hold at 207. Welcome to today's call, and your question, please, for Mr. Beckwith.
Hi, Rick. This is Donna Ferreira. I'm out of Southern Maine. Just wondering if you had any insight on CNP.
Yes. Unfortunately, right now, New Hampshire market and CNP, what's going on right now with your rates is a bit unfortunate on the short term. I expect by March or April for those particular prices to start dropping dramatically. If you take a look at where natural gas is, it's down almost $2 from where it was upwards of 6 months ago. Even a dollar and a half, not even a month and a half ago. In some of those markets, we weren't even able to price because of the price differential between the spot market and where the utility markets are. Right now, the spot market hasn't caught up quite to where natural gas is, and I keep mentioning natural gas, even though we're selling electricity. Natural gas is a major component that's used to generate power. And because of the sudden, recent, dramatic drop, we just have to wait for the market to catch up, and then there should be definitely an opportunity in central Maine. We're seeing those opportunities in other markets right now, but it just hasn't reached the central Maine or the New Hampshire markets at this point. And I know I field calls every day from CMP customers and PS&H customers, Unitel, where they're really under the gun. Their prices have jumped dramatically with the local utility. So March or April, I would definitely reach out. I know that was kind of a long-winded answer, but I wanted to talk about that specifically. And just as an example, not even a month ago were we able to price in Connecticut because of the spot market, and then all of a sudden there's a 2 cent differential from mid-December to where we are right now. That's why so many deals are closing in Connecticut at this point.
Okay, great. That was very informative. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Well, Rick, I want to thank you. I know how busy a person you are. It means so much to us. And on behalf of everyone that attended today's call, thank you very much, Rick.
Oh, thank you, Mike. Thanks for having me. Anytime. Have a great day.
Okay.
Thank you.
You too. Take care. Well, folks, thank you for tuning in to today's Lunch and Learn call. Typically on these Mondays, it's Personal Development Monday, and I've had a long working relationship with Mr. Beckwith, and he was kind enough to come on. And I hope you got a lot of value out of today's program. Tune in to tonight's Power Hour, the Thrive Live Power Hour at ez.com/Thrive Live for all the details at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're going to have a special edition of that. You're in for a treat. And certainly to the balance of this week's Lunch and Learn calls. Next week, we're going to drill down into Jeff Olson's Slight Edge at a very high level, folks. So get ready for a great personal development call. I'm so looking forward to that next Monday. And make it a great week, everybody. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and bye for now. Take care.